90 Day Fiancé.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, fam?
Hello.
Welcome back to another week of the 90. This is Nick and Christy on the Rainy Day Podcast, and where we aggressively chat about things. And,
I don't think it's aggressive.
Sometimes.
Assertive.
Anyway. So let's just start off from the top with, I got all sorts of things today, so let's just say that.
Excuse me.
Let's just, we got to get through this, so we're not going to hold back for time.
All I do is watch the show and take notes.
And anyway.
I don't know what you do.
Deirdre sent us an email. She's a black pug owner. She says, hey guys, she's totally agrees with Christy about that Sarah girl being very catty and convincing.
Yeah.
Conniving, sorry. When she was talking about Jovi.
At the nail salon. Yeah.
My mom always says there's a time and a place, and that was not the time or place.
Agreed.
100%. And Nick, you were probably right about the production told her to say that. They probably gave her like $100 bill or something. Christy. She says, P.S. Christy, I'm in love with a mama's boy. It's a very good show.
It is. We should do a podcast on that show.
No hell. Oh, God, where's the button? Damn.
No.
No way.
If they have a season two.
They're not going to have any seasons that we ever touch.
My question is,
what is the top three favorite podcasts for us, for each of us?
Oh, I didn't have a minute to think about this. True Crime Obsessed with Disappeared, and third favorite, Reply All.
For someone who didn't think about that, that's a pretty quick list that
because
you just popped
in. Those are my faves.
Okay. I did think about this, but I don't think I have, cause I'm like more of a YouTube. Okay. Let's say this. I'm a YouTube kind of, I get in like things like genres and I kind of slide down them really deep, and YouTube's really good at that. So, my number one podcast is Joe Rogan Podcast. Listen to that all the time. So recently during my breaks, I've been listening to this channel r/base. And it's this guy who reads Reddit stories aloud, and they're happen to be all about cheating and how these.
Yeah, he comes home and tells me stories about these. And this is what I don't like about this program.
That's so good.
Is it's only the ladies cheating?
It's not all the time, but it's often.
Every story you tell me.
Yeah, well.
Can I amend? Because I have another favorite.
Go ahead.
Let's Go to Court.
Okay. Yeah, you actually.
I pay for Patreon for that. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't remember that one. It's like so obvious to me. I didn't even think of it. Let's Go to Court. If you don't listen to it, it's so good.
So I'm not really a pod. I do listen to a lot of podcasts. Well, I don't listen to a lot of, I guess. Yeah, I know. Joe Rogan's the only podcast that I religiously
listen to. Reply All.
Sometimes, but I don't religiously listen to podcasts. I like make sure I listen to the Rogan show every time it comes out.
The question, I'm like, what podcast do I get happy when a new one comes up?
Yeah. Those that you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have four.
All right. Let's see. So moving along, we got Tim. Now, Tim, I reached out to us earlier, but he gave me this theory that I think is kind of like, has a little bit of water. My theory on Tariq and Dean is that Dean went to the producers and asked them for as much money as Tariq for Pillow Talk. Now, pause. Pause right there. Because when I read it, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. But then I think about it. Tariq is an established character.
Mm-hmm.
He has been on the show before.
Same amount.
Dean is just like an ancillary coming in on the side.
Dean makes it better.
I wouldn't pay Dean the same amount as I would Tariq.
Oh.
I definitely would.
I'd pay Dean more.
No, Tariq is established. Dean is a new guy. So then, okay, fine. So actually, if Dean goes and asks for money, more money, that would cause a rift. Now, Tariq felt Dean going to the producers behind his back for more money was stabbing, since Tariq was the original star. Perhaps it happened before the final argument on Pillow Talk. Dean was saying his personality was more engaging than when Tariq started talking like him. It was the last straw. If you rewatch The Bears All with this theory, everything seems to make sense.
So Tariq was starting to talk like Dean?
Yeah, that's what he said. Mm. He's like, he starts to take on some of Dean's attributes.
I'm going to tell you this. I know I like Dean more because Dean made me laugh every time. He's just funny.
He is. He's definitely funny. He's a little boisterous and all right. Yeah, on the show,
like
he's...
I like a little bit of a sass.
Yeah. So then we got another...
And also he doesn't wear knit fishnet top.
That is a problematic. That is definitely problematic. Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So Nomadic Soul on IG sent some song suggestions for this week, which I have incorporated some of them, not all of them.
Okay.
And
why not all of them?
Because I wasn't in agreement with all of them. I was in agreement with a couple of them. Okay. So
sorry.
I used them. Only the ones I did, one I didn't use. She only gave me three, actually. The one I didn't use is because I had used that one before.
Can I ask a question about songs? Did we like play an R. Kelly song?
Yeah, dude.
Did you read that comment?
I did read the comment. Someone
gave
like,
us one star,
and they said
they love R. Kelly.
And I don't know what part of.
Let me be clear.
Our podcast.
I do not like R. Kelly. I think he's a horrid rapist human who needs to.
Okay, so we're not even allowed to effing play Michael Jackson in the house because she thinks that.
No.
Anyway, and just because of that, I put a Michael Jackson song in the.
Well, don't, because that's going to piss someone else off. I'm going to get pissed off.
Anyway.
Listen, Michael Jackson's
music. They said, the comment says, they love R. Kelly. One star. They love R. Kelly and think he's a good guy.
No, I think he's a terrible guy. Sorry. No, I think he's a terrible guy. And then somebody else told us to get divorced.
Do you want me to read that one too? Jesus. Please just get divorced. He can barely tolerate her. She's constantly apologizing for everything. Oh, am I too much? They have zero insight into anything, especially him. It's painful to listen to them. I unsubscribe to get away from them. I don't understand why
that's
someone
so
has
mean
to like say mean
to
shit.
Say, I actually, that one, like, I hurt
it's
my
funny
heart.
It's
like,
funny
they should get divorced.
It's
what kind of mean person does that? And also, like, P.S., I don't think either of us care for R. Kelly.
Definitely not. Anyway, but I do like the Ignition song.
Oh, is it because you played a song?
Yeah, I played a song. But like, so what?
I don't even know.
I want
know
the keys
what
to Ignition. That's a good song. It's fun. It's happy.
No, we can't like him. We can't like him.
I don't have to
like Michael Jackson.
I don't have to like him, but I do. That song brings back memories from college. I don't care. Anyway, so one more comment. Aline says, so happy you guys are both keeping doing the podcast. Christy, don't listen to anything the mean people say.
Thank you.
Who cares? You're great.
Aww.
And you have the best stories. Tetherball to the wind.
Tetherball
to the boy.
This is a tetherball.
Just keep being you.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, let's get
I
into
forgot
this.
I told that tetherball story.
That was a good story. All right. Boy. Ready? Well, actually, so let's say this.
Okay.
You watched the show, the 90s show.
Yeah.
I watched the Bears All. All right.
You didn't watch the show?
I watched the show. Yeah, I did watch the show. I watched Bears All too.
Oh.
So I'm gonna give a little recap of the Bears All.
Okay.
And then we'll get into
that.
The show.
I didn't watch that.
So now we have what's his name? Damn it.
I don't know.
With the hair. Damn it. I have his name written down somewhere. Annie and Robert. Uber driver, Florida. Annie and Robert. They had a baby. Okay.
But
so
he has the French braids.
But he does a French, but his hair is finally relaxed. He got a perm or some shit. And it's like, it was all slick back.
Okay.
Anyway, so he's on the show and then Annie's on the remote.
She has the baby.
She's home. And so they went to they recapped some uncut scenes. They aired the strip club scene, uncut.
Nothing.
It's the same scene, but with some more, okay, you know, visuals.
Annie wanted to go to the strip club, right?
Yeah, and she's got a little freak in her. So she and then Robert was like, "Yo, have you ever been with a woman before?" She's like, "Cause he's seen some of the freak side that he didn't know what he was getting into."
Okay.
She offered the threesome,
mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm
chat. They showed a little bit more of that chat. And Robert's like, "I don't want any part of that. You know, I'm 40. I'm trying to be a good husband and to be a good man."
Because 40-year-olds do not want threesomes.
Well, I think he said he ran with a wolf pack before. And he's like, now he's trying to settle down and be like a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And then he asked if she's bisexual. Like, no, Sean asked Annie if she's bisexual. She said no, because she got accused of that on IG. But she likes sometimes when the woman does things, when she hasn't had the small interactions in the past.
It's a continuum, Nick. It's a
continuum. Okay. And then Sean asked Annie, does she fake orgasms? Which, like, I don't, like, this is what I don't understand.
Are you going to ask me this?
No, I'm not asking. Hell no, I'm not asking this. For sure I'm not asking this. Anyway, Robert says he breaks buildings in the bedroom.
Oh,
he says,
boy,
there's no way that she's gonna fake an orgasm anyway. Mm-hmm. But they had that. But like, she's asking she gets these guests on and then asks like some super inappropriate questions.
Anyway, it's inappropriate, but okay.
What do you mean? It's inappropriate for like, that's like they're willing to answer, I guess. Whatever. Anyway, fine. Then we move on to your favorite couple, Jenny and Smith.
Jenny Smith. Okay. So now, well, second favorite now.
Who's your? Oh, Armando.
Kenny and Armando.
Okay. Well, so we ask about the visa status. She just basically keeps getting extensions on the visa every.
So she's still there.
She's still there, okay. And she keeps getting extensions every month until they say, "I don't want you to be here anymore,"
that's
and then she has to leave.
Man.
And the only reason way to get around this is to get married, and she hasn't got married. I saw a post where they said that Jenny and Smith are married. I guess I was mistaken.
Maybe we're behind because this.
This shit is on point. Oh. This is still there. So, Sumit doesn't want to separate from the family, so no marriage.
Oh,
so
boy.
Let's talk to the parents. So the parents are on the show. So now we got. I've clipped up a little bits
You've
of pieces.
I think Jenny is a very good lady.
What? Now, what I want you to notice.
That's the dad.
That's the dad. So,
I think Jenny's a very good lady.
Yeah. Now, what? Listen to his tone. Listen how quickly this shit escalates.
Okay.
Jenny is a very good lady, but most of the people in the world marry each other with the same age group. Less than 1% people marry with so much.
It's that mom going,
whoa. No, it's Jenny.
Excuse me. Jenny's. 1, 2, 4, 5, 10 years maximum. But
maximum.
Not just a double age. That is not good pair.
Anyway.
Listen, they need to just... Like, these people have been together for, like, I don't know, 8, 10 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
It's ridiculous now. Oh. Let's just back down.
Okay, so we're going to go through this. I have pretty large chunks. We'll stop it as we go, but I want to... There's a long interview, and I know you'd love to talk about it, so I'm just going to...
Okay,
you're going to hear it.
Stop talking, because...
You're going to hear it for the first time.
You know, I've been here.
Oh, so this is the moment. So they have the producer on. Sean is the producer, supervising producer for Other Way. Sean's a man. You don't know who the hell Sean is.
Oh, I thought you meant Sean Robinson.
She's there too. She's interviewing a producer named Sean.
Oh.
Who you've never seen before at all. And he's the guy that Jenny calls when they bum rush her and the family comes
arrives.
In. Okay. Yeah. And then Sean and the crew show up 5 days later.
Okay.
But because they all had to fly in from the States. They were nowhere near.
Okay.
But I'm going to.
Myself for 5 days and I've been in shock and you like you're the
this is right when they knocked on the door and she gave Sean a hug and she's like spilling her guts about everything.
People I've seen in 5 days and I've just been here by myself and I'm just in shock. I don't even know, like,
how did we not know what was going on?
You knew.
How did you not know?
No, they
Sean knew. Well,
that, no.
That he was married.
He says later there's no way in hell he knew. He didn't know.
Okay.
He didn't know at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just knew that if he told me he was married, he had a wife, that
later on
it would end. Like he would lose me, and he didn't want that to happen. So he just didn't tell me. So he told me he's been trying to separate from her.
I don't know how you still love this guy.
And his family hasn't been allowing
it. You still love him, but you should.
And so he just tried to do it
his own
way. No,
how you could still like him.
In his own way.
I think they really love
each other. Bring me to India. Let's try and do it ourselves. In my own thinking process, trying to deal with all this by myself. I haven't left this apartment in 5 days. Thank God for the security guard who's went and bought coke for me, because I won't walk down the street, the road by myself. I can't do anything by myself here because Smith did everything.
Even trimmed her toenail.
She could do that herself.
He made sure I was okay. He always made sure I had everything I needed, whatever I wanted, whatever I needed. He always made sure.
What have you been doing here? For 5 days.
Just sitting and laying on my bed. All right,
so anyway, she
TV
like,
and
she screams a little bit.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you guys came.
She said she was screaming out loud.
And
she hugged Sean and says,
watch somebody go through that is difficult, you know?
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah. Because you do become close.
You do, yeah. You have to, I think. You have to, but still keep your distance. It's a weird. It's a weird role that we have to play.
Because
he's
taking all this footage that eventually he's going
to
play these people on.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was walking into because it's so different than anything I've ever had to handle.
Okay, anyway, so...
Nobody had a clue.
Yeah, this is...
Okay.
How did you know?
So walk me through.
He
you had already gone back to the States. You had filmed them.
Yes. We film, you know, for a few weeks, then we go home or go to another couple, yes, whatnot. Right. And then we come back, you know, as story's developing, we get there, you know. And so we were already back in the States at that time. I got a text message first that just said, "Sean, help." And I said, you know,
yeah, that sucks.
What's wrong? And she says, "You need to call me now." And she answered the phone just sobbing.
Wow. Mm.
I don't know what to do, Sean. I'm locked in the bathroom. I don't know what to do. I'm like, "Jenny, you need to tell me how I can help you. You need to tell me what,
you can't get
there
overnight.
What's going on?"
In a couple of minutes.
And she says, "Sumit's in-laws are here." I'm like, "Jenny, that means he's married." And she says, "Yes, that's what I'm telling you." And I'm like, "Holy shit." Like,
I wonder if he's like, "Yes, I have a story now."
Yeah, of course he was. What's going on. Come on.
What can I do to help? Supposedly, I guess, this father-in-law was tracking Sumit for a while in it, oh, yeah, and found him and followed him back,
yeah,
to his
that
house. So it was the full in-law family was, yes, there, mm-hmm, and Jesus, all of Sumit's family was there as well.
It's a party.
So it was this big two-family type feud, and ultimately they all left, including Sumit.
Wow.
Yikes.
That's crazy. Oh. Okay. And then I think this is the... So he Skyped with her, like, maybe a couple... like an.
Who's he?
Sean Skyped with Jenny before he flew out there and got some...
I guess some he got married, like, they're saying... 2.5-3 years ago? I'm like, what? We have been talking in this relationship for, yeah, 7 years. How the hell did he get married?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, and I never knew about it. And he never told me. Except for the time he did tell me, my parents are trying to get me in an arranged marriage and I'm trying to get out of it. I don't know how to get out of this. He told me I have to go. The girl is coming to my house to meet me. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, please get out of this. He said, don't worry. I'll, mm-hmm, get out of it. So, yeah, I thought, okay. And then one day we were chatting and I asked him, are you going to be in an arranged marriage or whatever? And he said, I don't know what to say. That's what he said to me. He said, I don't know what to say.
That's a red flag.
I would read right into that.
So I took that as, okay, I guess you're going to do it then. And I hung up, stopped talking to him. And I blocked him for about a month or two. We didn't talk. And then, but he's on my mind. I'm thinking about him every day. And I'm,
coronavirus?
And I'm wondering, as time is going on, did he get married? I wonder if he got married. So I unblocked him. He started talking to me and I asked him, I said, so did you get married? He said, no.
Liar face.
He was so happy to hear from me. He started crying while he was at work in front of everybody. He was so happy to hear from me and was crying. But now I know he was probably crying because he did get married but didn't tell me.
Man.
He loves me. He's always loved me.
I do believe they love each other.
We started talking. Yeah,
okay.
And
but still, he's
saying,
like, kind of, that's dirty shit.
Well, it would be, I think it would drag her along. Remember, he was Michael Smith in India because
Michael Johnson or whatever.
Mike Jones.
America's too expensive. So I was like, I liked India. I wouldn't mind living with you in India. And he said, okay. So we went on, our relationship continued.
Anyway, so that's basically the story.
Okay. My heart.
Anyway, so that was that story. Interesting to get a little perspective of the whole blow up.
What's that show called? Bears All.
Yeah, 90 Day Bears All.
Okay.
Let's see what else happened then. And then we have a scene. Well, there's another part of this whole thing that happens with Natalie, and Natalie and
Michael, we gotta talk about that.
When we get to them, we'll air that.
Yeah,
but that's also in there.
It's not
okay. Yes. So let's kick off the regular part of the show.
No idea.
What?
They don't. They won't let me down.
What? I'm locked up. They won't. Akon.
I'm locked up? Who's locked up? Oh, Amir and Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay,
who
sorry.
Who wants to be locked up?
It took me a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so Amir and Andrew. These guys. These are my least favorite couple.
Yeah, I think that what do you... Let's...
0%.
Yeah, I don't... 0%. I think that this is the...
Amir, run for the goddamn hills.
Yeah. Let's...
No, this guy said...
He made a mistake. He thought he could get her through this. Okay. Shoot the gap. She didn't make it.
Oh, boy. So, okay. So, I like this because they're telling us, like, when it is. So, this is June 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's in Mexico, Andrew. and he's been there a couple days. It's been 48 hours since Amir was detained when she got to Mexico City.
Okay.
He's calling around. He's trying to, like, he's trying, but I mean, he's getting room service and whatnot, but, like, he's still trying. I mean,
I don't see why he did not get a translator, but.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then 5 hours later, from whatever start point we are, she's online. He sees on the phone, online. And then she's like, she doesn't reply, but he sees the double checks. Which mm-hmm. means she read it, right?
I think they got to change color. I think that's how I'm not. I don't use WhatsApp a lot, but it's like double checks means it got there. Change color means they read it.
Okay, so she does reply, "Hey, baby," and then he's like, "Oh, are you okay?" And she's like, "I'm on a plane to Amsterdam." So, moral of the story is she's not going to Mexico. She's right. going home.
Somewhere closer to home. Yeah, Amsterdam's not home, but
well.
Yeah.
Amsterdam's a good like hub that mm-hmm. everyone goes to. So she was in detention for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. She describes detention, and detention does not sound nice.
No. And I just wrote Andrew is a douche.
But wait, why are you making this?
Because well, remember Dad said like he told her.
Right.
If you don't do this, it's because you don't love me.
Okay, so you're blaming him for those
the guilt, those words. Yeah, the guilt trip, yeah.
Now, if everything worked
she
out,
she wasn't comfortable.
What if everything worked out?
It's still a douchey thing to do to be like.
But the severity of the douchiness goes higher if it doesn't work out.
The douchiness goes higher because this guy's a douche. I think. I just don't think he's.
I think now it's blowing up in his face because it didn't work out. He like you know.
She never wanted to go to Mexico. She never wanted to go.
Right.
She only did it. And she said, I'm only doing this because he said, if I don't do it, I don't love him. And that's right there. Full yeah. stop.
Okay. But it's hard. Like some of these people have dreams of, oh man, I didn't buy a lotto ticket.
He says to her, if you don't do this, I will resent you forever.
Yeah.
That's a mean, horrible thing to say. I think
it is. Hope nobody wins Mega Millions.
So she didn't have toilet paper. She didn't have a shower for 3 days. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Felt like prison. And I just wrote down, she's very upset. And I just wrote, run, girl.
Yeah, run. That's right.
Run.
That's I think it maybe this is the last time this couple needs to be on this program.
Yeah. No, they're going to finish this whole thing out. But I don't.
I mean, I think we're finished.
Wow.
Damn, no? Christy. You think they're going to come back?
I don't know.
What more is there to say?
What if they work it out? I don't think they have a chance either, but she's like, I want space. I need, I hope he understands this.
And so great.
He's not going to understand that she, but I don't know if he is taking responsibility. You think he's going to take responsibility?
Like, he said like, this is my fault. I feel guilty about this.
Because he concocted this whole
scam. Yeah. We can beat the system here.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to be like humble and apologetic, or will he be like, nah, I don't think so. You need to love me more or something. I don't know.
Anybody that says, if you don't do this for me, I will resent you forever is.
So it's 100% his fault, right?
Dickwad. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
All right. Are we moving on?
Do you disagree?
No, I agree.
Oh.
But I don't think you should take like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a little, the come down will be a lot harsher on him than it needs to be, but it's deserved because he concocted the plan. It didn't go well. And now,
and like, if it was like he concocted the plan and she was all in and she was like, yeah, yes, that's true. A great idea. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to do it. And he guilted her into it. Guilt is not my favorite of the things.
All right. You want to do the next one?
Yeah. Don't you know we love you, sweet dear mama. Yara and Jovi?
No.
Because Mama was in that? I don't know.
Whoa, you're striking out this week. That one is Zed.
Okay. Because he misses Mama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we start out with back where we were last time. They're on their way home from the airport after the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The awesome dinner.
It's nighttime's dark.
Tiffany and Micah are still there, but they're dropping them off at their car. So then finally Rebecca and Ziad go back to the apartment.
What do you think Micah's chest tattoo is?
I don't know, some racist probably. What? Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Shit. I have not seen his chest tattoo.
Neither have I, but you can see the top of it. It looks like a horns or like a Beelzebub, like a devil tattoo. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to go with my first vote.
I don't think it's done. I think it's in process.
Okay. I have not noticed
something
it.
Something racist. Okay. You're mean.
I know. Okay. Leave a comment. So anyway, they get to the apartment and he says, I'm so much excited. Everyone has been saying the word much wrong because it's much and it sounds so much better. So...
Love you so much.
One of the things he says is, oh, there's nice walls.
The walls are not nice. They're so not nice.
There's no furniture. So he's like, the walls are nice.
It's very industrial.
She doesn't think he's excited enough.
Well, he's tired as fuck.
He's super. This I think is the he's thing. On drugs. Nobody. He's.
He seems probably, like he's on a sedative or something.
I don't know. He flew for a million years and then he had to go to this.
I'm joking
dinner.
About the drugs thing, but yeah, he seems like he's off. He's not a normal self. A little bit, but I mean, he might be just being
so. She, this is the part that is like, oh, this is a Christie. She's like, you don't seem happy.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would say. 1,000%.
And he's like, I'm just tired.
Yeah,
but she's the like, man is tired as fuck. Skeptical.
Yeah,
I'm reading your eyes. Yeah, I do this.
The fuck.
Okay, so the next morning, this is their first morning together. They wake up. She has to go to work. Mm-hmm. So.
He's sleeping. Well, now, I don't... This is what I don't... Sometimes I get that they're doing it for the cameras and shit, but, like, if someone has to knock at my door, I have to let them in.
And then I have to get back in bed
yeah. And pretend like I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. You do it for the...
Get the fuck out of here.
You do it for the show.
I'm up.
Not me. I could fall asleep. I could be asleep for 3 hours, and you would tell me, hey, if you want to go lay down, you can. I would go back to bed.
Yeah, but if the pugs are snoring, you're not going back to bed.
No.
You're going to beat them up.
I don't like
beat
snoring.
Beat them up till they stop snoring.
Okay.
Which, so, by the way, Elle's in my lap again.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, so she has to go to work. And so he's home alone, so he calls his mom because he misses her. And then it's just funny. They're, like, looking at the apartment. Like, it's outdated. There's no sofa.
But the when he sits down next to the wall and like it looks so depressing, he's like in a corner crawled balled up.
He doesn't like do it any justice at all.
Someone's comment or someone's post said, I hope the carriage gets a SAG credit. It was funny. Like, what the fuck did they have a carriage in their apartment for?
I don't know.
It's
but so he like shares like, you know, this Tiffany and Micah.
But the carriage is to bring stuff up from your car. I know that for a fact. So
yeah.
But okay.
He tells his mom, like, Tiffany and Micah, they're like talking about her Moroccan ex. And mom's like, da-da-da-da-da. You're Tunisian, not Moroccan. This is a different, whole different ballgame. Mm. Like, she gets pissed about that.
Yeah.
Which, okay. And then... It's just sad because this is the first time he's had to like video conference his mom because he's always lived there.
Life and times of 2020, buddy. Get with it.
Right? Okay. It's just sad.
No, so, no, anyway, I get it.
She gets home from work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, the dog is snoring.
I can
so
hear him.
Loud.
It's okay.
Okay. He gives her a bracelet that he brought, which is really sweet.
She thinks it's nice.
This is day one, list, mind you. Day one. He's like, you know, so I'm thinking like maybe I could like plan a trip home.
Is this asking her to like fork up cash so he can go home?
No, I just think he's.
No, it is. How is he going to pay to go home?
That's not even the point. The point is he's been there a day.
Yeah.
And he's already trying to plan a trip home.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And then she's like, you know, you can't leave until after all this paperwork's done. Did they not go
you
over
can't
the
leave.
Fine print?
If you leave, then it's like us saying it's not working out.
So it's like a year before he can go back.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
But I like them, so that's fine.
I think that's all I got.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, next. I'm a slave to your games. I want to change.
Michael and Natalie?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a suggestion from...
Because he's a sucker for pain? Yeah. Oy vey, these guys. Holy smoke. I want to be friends with Mike because I want to be like, what are you doing? First of all, don't be driving 3 hours each way.
Now,
listen,
okay,
you can get in a parking
I have some fucking opinions on Mike now. Because before you get into this episode...
Okay.
Now, actually, I'm just going to play it, and then we'll talk as we go.
Ended with an ugly argument.
Let me just give some context. Sean is interviewing Natalie, and for some reason, I think the Bears All show is reflective of this week's upcoming show. So she's talking about a comment and what happened in this upcoming episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Next week?
Well, whatever's going to happen this Sunday. Not what we watched, what's going to happen.
Okay. But you want to play this first.
Because I have context.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding you. Right, I'm giving you shit.
Natalie and Mike. As you all saw, Mike got upset when Natalie tried to get him to cut down on fried food and beer. And Natalie, you called him a low-class drunk man. Ouch. But what you didn't see was that later on, things erupted even further. Let's premiere that footage for the very first time.
So they're driving. Sorry, Chris doesn't like it when he snores so loud. I don't care, but she cares.
It's just really loud. I don't mind.
I don't want to keep hitting him in the head.
Don't hit him. Just wiggle him.
Anyway, so in the clip, the producers are driving behind Natalie and Mike. And Natalie has already jumped out of the car and they're having an argument.
Oh boy.
Natalie has the mic on. I don't think Mike has a mic on, so you can barely hear what Mike's saying, but they're arguing about drinking.
Oh, no. Lord.
Listen.
Drinking alcohol all the time. No, it's not okay. No. I will not sit in the car. No. No, it's not okay. You have to promise me you will not insist for me to drink alcohol. Give me promise.
Okay, stop the time, it. Push me. Mm-mm. He's never insisting. He doesn't give a fuck what you do.
Okay, he asked. Let's let the play a little more, then you can comment again.
No, you're putting blame on me.
I'm driving with Mike through town. Mike offers me to drink beer with him. I say no.
What you say?
Hold on a second. Now, I'm driving through town.
Okay. I was driving. Like, wait, are they driving?
I'm driving.
Wait, what? What's happening?
I'm driving through town with Mike. So Mike's driving the car.
And he offers to drink.
And he
wait, what? I'm confused.
Let's just play that shit again.
Oh my God. I'm
we
confused.
Need to make sure that we're under one of the same.
I think she's confused.
Yeah. No. I think she's right.
No, God.
I'm driving with Mike through town. Mike offers me to drink beer with him. I say no. And he gets.
No,
Mike offers to drink beer with him.
Like, he was just like, let's go to this pub on the corner and let's have a
think,
beer.
I think they're drinking in the car.
No.
Mike
wouldn't do that. Mm-mm. Nah.
What?
Nah. He wouldn't do that. He was just trying to offer, really? Like, let's go to this pub. Yeah, that's what I think.
I think you're mistaken.
A long conversation.
There's like probably three pubs. No, trust me.
Yeah.
Beer?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have fight.
We have fight.
Why do I have to scream and shout to not to drink alcohol? Why
keep in mind,
have to do
she's
it?
Outside the truck. He's driving with her down the street. She's stomping fiercely down the road. He's yelling throughout the way.
You always insist for me to drink. I don't want to drink. No, you do.
Stop.
Amy, the things she wants to say and argue about on what's going on right now are just stupid to me because, you know, she's talking about drinking like I forced her to drink.
He's not going to care.
And I did not force her to drink.
Like, he doesn't like
drink
her.
And have fun. And now you come to America and
they
you
used to drink in Ukraine.
Drink again. Says, like, no, I'm just curious. Like, why?
That's why you don't want to drink now.
You understand? I don't want to be an alcoholic only because you want me to drink. It's not okay. No, it's a, you're lying.
She would not like me.
Okay, whatever. Then I not sit in the car.
When Natalie gets really frustrated and angry, yeah, it's a battle. Like, I gotta like get her calm down. I got her like.
Yeah, so they go into this park, like, go off the deep end, he's like out of the car, and he's like on a bench with her, trying to. Trying to console
her. Okay, let's call my friends, my mom. Let's call, ask them. No, it's bullshit, Michael.
It's bullshit. People look about me. I like that.
We have previous issues, and now we have new issues.
Well, so...
You know, I mean, it's just so hard. Like, you know, like I never expected this to be really this hard.
Okay, yes, of course. And then she goes on about the 90 days being to... Who says it has to be 90 days? Why can it be 6 months? And, like, it's super hard.
Well, I mean, that's the law, so... It's not Michael. Yeah, don't get mad at him.
They're just having problems and they're not able to get through them within the time period that they've been given.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
right. Now you can get into this episode.
So, we'll back up.
Back up.
Nothing's better here.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Flashback.
All right. So, she's been in the U.S. for about a month. And one thing that is good, she's getting along with the kitty.
Finally.
Finally. Hmm. Her and the kitty, friends. Because she has no other friends. Because I do feel bad for her about this. Like, she's isolated.
She said she thought that it was in the bear's wall. She's like, yeah, I thought that was going to be beautiful woods. And I see the lake. And then she says the pictures were photoshopped.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think. And then Sean's like, how could we photoshop the size of the house? I saw the house. How could you?
Yeah. You're right. The house is fine.
Yeah.
So, but he's at work all the time because, again, this fool drives 3 hours each way, apparently. I still think that can't be real. But, okay, sure. So, this is the part that is another, I don't know who else I was saying was a Christie. This is a Christie. She wants to find that goddamn ring, and so she's going to snoop.
That's crazy. She's going to snoop around the whole house to
find
a ring.
Sure, I would do the same thing.
You got to get some stilts then.
If I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to
really?
Look for the ring.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I probably would, yeah. I mean, I don't think she likes him and I don't think he likes her, so I probably I don't know.
But she doesn't even look hard. Like she's like she like snuffles around like
snuffles.
She like so first of all, his vantage point is so much higher than hers. Mm-hmm. So if he wanted to hide a ring,
get a stool.
She like opens above the above the fridge and like just moves the sugar a little bit and like
sure. I'd get a stool and or a chair and I'd stand on it.
Well, but you have all
then
day.
She's convinced it's in the safe. This ring is not in the safe. Let me try.
Why do you do? Why do you do?
Okay, so Mike gets home, and let's talk about dinner. Oh my god!
I don't remember dinner. What was dinner?
Okay, well, dinner was shrimp, but she definitely doesn't want it fried. And he's like, "I'm gonna stir fry it." And she's like, "I don't want you to eat fried food." And he's like, I'm just going to stir fry it. Like, what? And then he wants pasta. And she said, I don't want you to eat pasta at night. This, what?
She's trying to enforce her dietary restrictions
but
on him.
Let's first of all, stir frying. Not, I think she's thinking like breaded fried in the vat of oil. Stir frying is, he's like, I'm going to stir fry it with water.
Yeah.
What? So, I don't like that. And then she tries to kiss him and he's like, nope. And I just wrote down, he truly hates her. I just think he doesn't like her as a person anymore.
We've already talked about this ad nauseum. He's just doing it to get through it.
So then she tells him, just no more alcohol. And he's like, oh no, I'm having a beer. And like, he's just like, well, yeah, I am. And also he had a work day plus he drove 6 hours. Yeah. So. Let him have a GD beer.
Well, he's drinking some in the car, too, so.
Well, I'm
kidding.
I can't believe
it. I don't know.
I don't believe that. So then she tells him she was looking for the ring. And then he's like, why'd you look? You didn't want it.
Ooh, shots fired.
And then it gets really dark.
What happens then?
She asks him, how much is your IQ?
That's the meanest shit ever.
Mine is 110, which I gotta be honest, I don't know what a good IQ score is or not, because I've never taken an IQ score or an IQ test, mm-hmm. See, obviously. Then she's like, have you been to museums? She's a monster. And then he's like, yeah, I was at the Louvre with you. And then then she calls him low class. And he's like,
oh, so I guess this was this episode then. I bet I missed this segment.
Yeah. Oh. And what do you, and he's like, what do you know about low class? And then she says, I live in it now.
What? I must have totally missed the segment. I guess I did.
And then she's like, you're drunk. Don't talk to me. He is having one beer. Now, again, editing, it could have been the third beer. He's not drunk. This man has a tolerance, okay? So even if it was three beers, he's not drunk. So
he's not overweight either. He might look like a huge dude, but he's only
gigantically tall.
He's only 6'2". I think he's like 6'2 or 6'4 maybe. He's not totally like a big, huge guy. He's like pretty fit, actually.
And then she's like, you go to bars. He's like, oh, now you have my full attention. This reminds me of you. You'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah, now you have my full attention. So when do I go to bars? And tell me about your high IQ. When do I go to bars? And then she is like, we don't disrespect each other. No, but you do. Is my answer.
Okay.
She's disrespectful.
She
hates him. He hates her. Let's just move on.
This is clear. What's your percentage?
Zero.
Okay.
Yours?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm on team zero.
I mean, I want him to run.
Where's he gonna run? He's home. She should get the fuck out.
Leave it. Hazel and Tree?
Mm-mm. God, you straight out. Every single one. It's Jovi.
Oh, because of the mom bringing up the wedding?
Talking about getting married. What are we going to do for marriage?
I like Yara. I'm not going to lie.
You do?
I really do.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to tell you why in a minute.
Feel free. I'd love to know.
So it's been 10 days since Jovi left. And he, I love that. She already talked to him about the Sarah conversation. We talked about this earlier. Sarah, mm-hmm. who, the nail salon. Yeah. Oh, did you know that he's like, you know, humping strippers and whatnot? Mm-hmm. This is not, first of all, Jovi, not your friend. Mm. Second of all, Yara, not your friend.
Right.
This girl has.
Oh, yeah, she was on the previous episode of Bears All, actually, talking.
Yeah, and she didn't make it any better. I saw that one.
Yeah. Oy.
So anyway, Yara meets up with Gwen, the mom, mm-hmm. and Renette, the aunt, mm-hmm. for coffee. Okay. So
they're both there. They look a lot like too. It's like not a lot like, but they look like sisters. Yara
they ask
looks
about the wedding.
Great. Okay. Go
ahead. Oh, she does look great.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Good.
Sorry.
I was giving you seem like you're stalling.
I was. I was reading my. I was like, what am I? So she talks. They bring up the wedding and she's like, yeah, we're getting married in Vegas. And then mom is like, we still need to talk about that. And Yara's like, no. I mean, I've already told you. And this is why I like her, because she has made her stance clear. Right or wrong, she doesn't want to have a reception. She wants to have her wedding how she wants her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
If her family can't come, she doesn't want to have a celebration party. I get it that mom wants it, but maybe let's postpone it until her family can come.
Is her family going to come to Vegas, I assume, right?
No, I don't think so.
So why is she willing?
No one can travel right now.
Yeah, so then what's the big deal?
She doesn't want to do it without her family.
Oh, okay.
But she wants to go to Vegas for the wedding. Here's what I like about her. Even if I disagree and I would be the same as the mom wanting to have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She is like alone.
Yeah.
With soon to be mother-in-law and soon to be aunt-in-law.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. And she's still like, no, I mean, I told you. No.
Yeah,
like,
holding strong.
She's just holding strong. And I like that because that's very hard. I don't think I could do that at all. And then somehow they start asking questions like, oh, have you been engaged? And yes, she's been engaged before. Big deal.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
No. But then mom is like, oh, well, you know, I know how Ukrainian girls are. They want to come to the U.S. Listen.
Well, they're rightfully skeptical, but, like, you know, kick back a little bit. That's, you know.
Mm. Yeah. The big thing is.
What?
She calls her friend Lyra, I think. Jovi comes back tomorrow, but Yara's feeling a little nauseous and not very good. So I don't think she's pregnant, but this is a whole little teaser of, oh my goodness, because her friend's like, you know what that means. Mm. And so then she goes and gets a pregnancy test.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think so. But if she is, congratulations. But I don't think that's what it is.
All right, one last one.
Two more.
Uh-oh.
Hazel and Tree?
Yeah. Who am I missing?
Oh my god, the one that I have three pages on.
Oh, no, no, okay, I have that one too. Okay.
Hazel and Tree.
Yes, Hazel and Tree, sorry.
Okay. So, we're in March 2020 for mm-hmm. this one. Hazel's been here for a few days. This is like, it's weird because like, it's like the beginning of the coronavirus stuff. And so they're like, they're talking about like, well, let's go out because we can.
Yeah,
now.
They put their masks on and yeah. let's check them out.
But he hasn't told her about Minty.
But she found out about Minty.
Of course she did.
How? What? Why did she? Why?
Because she looked at his phone.
I don't think so. I think that the producers put her up to that and that's the story. I don't think she didn't seem like the type that would be a phone snooper. Mm. I don't think she did that. I think okay. the storyline.
All right. And then so she brings it up and he's like, I mean, I was going to tell you, which is the dumbest thing to say.
What else are you going to say in that situation? That's what
I'm sorry. I was wrong. Saying I was going to tell you doesn't.
That's
like,
the typical knee jerk reaction is because he was.
Yeah, but he didn't.
That's fine.
And didn't his friend say?
Yeah. Let's see how that works out.
Let me know how that goes. Oy vey. So she's jealous because like she knows he likes Thai women
mm-hmm.
and this woman was Thai.
Right.
The thing I learned in this was Tariq and Minty were talking Thai language to each other.
Which is wild. And how does Hazel not know?
Why would Hazel know? She's not from Thailand.
I don't. Okay. What does she speak then? What is her language?
She's from the Philippines. Totally different.
Yeah. Here, that's why I failed geography. Oh, I don't know any of these things. Okay. I'm dumb.
Maybe you'll get a comment this time.
I hope I do.
I always do.
I don't. I don't pay attention enough to be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, why didn't she know the language?
Because it's a completely different country.
Obviously that. Obviously, but how does Tariq know?
Because he's obviously. Did you see him with the swords? Flinging and flanging those around?
Okay.
He's really into the Thai culture. Apparently.
All right, well.
So she's mad he didn't tell.
That'd be really frustrating if you're this girl that you brought.
And then he's like, well, I'm concerned you thought you had to go through my phone. Yeah, she did have to go through your phone because obviously you were lying. So like, to be offended, like, whoa. She was right.
Hold on.
She was right.
You just said he was lying.
Yeah. She said, don't talk to her anymore.
You just said he was lying.
Do you think omission is not lying?
You said he was lying.
Yeah, he's lying by not telling her.
What?
Have you heard of a lie by omission? Do you know what that is?
If someone asks, if someone requests information. No, listen, hear me out. Hear me out. If someone requests information of you and then you omit information within that, speak of saying, here's the answer and I left something out.
How about if I say, don't do this because it really upsets me and you do it. Is that not omission by not telling me? Hey, you know what? That girl we both humped together. don't hump her or contact her again because I'm jealous. And then you contact her. And then you don't tell me. That's omission. And by the way, there was
and no it's not lying.
I think it is. I think it is.
How's that lying?
It's lie by omission.
No, if you said
no.
If you said anything, have you had any or like
I shouldn't have to ask you everything.
No, I don't think so. No. This is where it is.
Okay.
No. Ooh, boy. I don't know.
Okay. Why the fuck you lying? I think. Why you always lying?
What?
This is what I'm just thinking, because this is what got me on that GD jury. Because the.
Oh, boy.
Jury selection. Like.
So that came up in your jury case? Well, omission is lying?
Well, the one of the questions from one of the lawyers was, do you think not telling somebody something, like, what is. Like, omission. Like, it was basically, what if I don't tell you, da da da? I'm like, well, that's a lie.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know what planet that's from, because that's not.
It's a lie.
It's not a lie. That's not a lie.
Well, it screwed me because I had to be on that horrible jury. But... All right,
anyway. Okay. So, are we. Where, Tariq? Yeah.
Tariq.
What else happened with this guy? Did anything else could happen? No, they had their dinner. She confronted him.
Yeah, and he's.
Well, I'm going to tell you. She's talking about, like, looking at sexy ladies all around, too. She was like, oh, there's plenty of sexy ladies around here.
Mm-hmm.
Get whatever you want. I don't know. Anyway. the fact that he has to, like, entertain having this threesome kind of.
That, like, he has to entertain. Loves every second of it.
I don't know. No, but he's going to let his wife go out and have a relationship with a woman.
I think it's going to be, he's going to be involved.
Potentially.
I think he's going to be involved. I think that's his understanding.
But what if it's not, what if she falls in, what if she's like, oh, I really like this chick.
Yeah, well, look what happened last time.
Yeah, it didn't go her way.
Yeah.
She didn't shoot the gap.
Let's see what happens next time.
All right, are we done?
Mm-hmm. All right. See, I don't want you to play Michael Jackson.
Goofy likes Michael Jackson. They love Mark Kelly. Eh.
Okay. Let's talk about Brandon and Julia.
Okay.
I don't like that.
What? I love Michael Jackson.
Okay. Well, I don't.
Music. Okay, let's talk about that. Because you did not have a problem with Michael Jackson until we sat down and watched the
series. Finding Neverland. I will never HBO. Listen to his music again.
Why? Because that one documentary changed your perspective on what situation.
Yes. 1,000% yes. Every time I think.
So you believe everything in the documentary?
I believe the people in the documentary.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe those guys' stories.
I do too, but I'm just trying to. See where your circle of
why people think we should get divorced because you're so mean to me. And they said Nick doesn't even like her.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying because this comes up later on in other aspects of our discussions. Like, okay, I believe something because I believe what people say about my aliens, right? About whatever I'm talking. Sure. And now. The same thing. You had an opinion on Michael Jackson. Then some people said something.
Down and taking me to Saturn or Neptune. Oh,
boy, I don't believe those things. I don't know. That's not something I'm trying to talk to you about.
Can we? I love you. I really do. And I think you love me. So we shouldn't get divorced. I love you too. Even though people tell us to.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Brandon and Julia. Oh, boy. I want to talk about is Betty.
I just like poking holes.
All I want to talk about is Betty.
Well, Betty's like his main character in this. This is like Betty
God
should
damn
be.
It, Betty. What are you doing? Okay. So we got 75 days to wed. Betty and Dad. I don't even know Dad's name. It doesn't matter what his name is. All I know is Betty and Dad. They're leaving overnight. I don't know where they're going or why they're going anywhere.
Yeah. Dad's rushing out. Come on. Let's go. Let's get these things in the car.
But these two, Brandon and Julia, very happy to have the night to themselves and the hot tub. Let's talk about the hot tub.
Okay.
We have to see naked Brandon jumping in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he knows that you're not supposed to go in the hot tub with clothes on.
God damn it. But then Betty comes the next day.
Everybody goes in the hot tub with no clothes on.
Well, Betty apparently beelines for the hot tub.
This wasn't closed right.
The next morning to say, hey, come here.
Because she's
this.
Done it a bunch of times.
Gosh. And then the water's murky.
Hmm.
Mm. And somebody. She asked him, like, were you wearing clothes? You can't wear clothes in this because the fabric's off.
And then what's her name?
What?
What's her name?
Julia?
Julia's like, wait a second. We can't sleep in the same room. But you want us to get into this water hole with no clothes on together?
Julia, run for the goddamn hills.
What the fuck?
We have rules, Brandon. We have rules.
Yeah. This is for therapeutic use only.
The fuck? Not for entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She's like, I don't know when he lost his virginity, but I've cleaned this thing out so many times.
Okay, this is what I wrote down. Like, so there was like a ITM with Betty. And she's like, I have had to clean this out way too many times. I've had to drain the hot tub because it was murky.
Well, it's because she didn't want to get back in the water that obviously was there.
Who is he humping ever? I just think that's... before Julia. Let me ask you. Who? Give me one name.
You don't think he's... Come on.
No, I don't.
He is a
goober tube. No.
I think that... You underestimate this kid. I think he's got, you know, a little swagger to get some...
Not with Betty and Dad.
He's done some shit before.
No. I disagree.
He's not like a 2-pound pipsqueak. He's like, you know,
I'm not saying his size. I'm just saying he's a mama's boy. Like,
okay, that may be true.
He would be the child I would have.
But still, you go to high school. I didn't have you. You have friends, and they're going to get you in trouble, and they're going to do things and go out, and you might find yourself picking up some runoff.
Okay. So a few days later. Now I really don't like Dad. Dad gets real
sexy. He's upset. Sexy. He's out here in the morning doing all these chores that Brandon should be doing.
It's like 7 a.m. and they're like, she's asleep still? Like, what? It's still the crack of dawn.
Yeah, you should never have a farm, honey.
I would never, ever have a farm. But anyway, so he's getting pissy because Brandon is not taking care of he's not doing what he used to do because he's bringing her goddamn tea in the morning.
What do you think of that?
I think that's lovely and cute and sweet. And then I'm on her side because she's like, okay, so if I don't have that, when do I see him? Because he leaves before I get up and he gets home late and I can't sleep with him. So give them the goddamn 15 minutes in the morning to have tea together.
Well, I think it's probably more than 15 minutes.
Sure, whatever. Half hour.
He's not getting his chores done.
Neither one of them are your employees.
Well, they're staying in your house. They're getting fed. They're still warm. They should be doing something.
He has a job.
Well, is he contributing? His contribution was to help out with the...
He best be saving that so they can get out of there right quick.
Well, he needs to help because he's not doing anything right now.
So then I just wrote, ugh, here comes Betty. She's pissed. Brandon is spending time with Julia. And then Dad says, we need to talk. You're not helping because you make the tea. And then they just give Julia shit. Like, she's not doing anything. She is not your employee.
Okay, I understand that. But she's living in another house under their roof. And if they want her to contribute, then she should.
Yeah, and then
something.
He throws her under the bus, Brandon. Well, you know, she's a night person. And then, like, doesn't stand up for her. And then, he says, I don't know if this was an ITM or whatever. Somebody just tell me what to do.
I don't know how you expect this.
Goddamn adult man.
How do you expect this kid to know that he's supposed to, like...
He's almost 30. He's not a kid.
Okay. But he still might not know that he needs to, like, oh, I gotta stand up for my fiance and make sure I do this, that, and the other to my parents? That's tough. That's not easy.
Oh, I never had a problem with that.
Anyway. All right. Is that it?
I mean, Dad's like, you're not taking this seriously. Life isn't a joke.
Well, they're outside with a little fire on the patio porch.
Then he goes back into his grandma room because that can't be his real bedroom.
You see them when they chased around the house? Like, when the cameras were like running behind him as Brandon's derobing, trying to jump into the...
Gross. All I know is their doors have, like, these hanging things that have chalk names on them.
Yeah.
Like, is that so they don't get confused and accidentally go in each other's room or something? I think. Why does his room have to say Brandon
on it?
That
was Betty's contribution. Betty. Positive of that. All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think that's it, right? So that's all we got for this week. Any questions you guys want us to answer, hit us up.
Thanks for listening.
questions@rainydaypodcast.com or DM us on Instagram. Thank you for all the people that reached out and gave us some
and we really do more content. Like each other.
Oh, come on. Of course.
No, that comment bothered me.
One effing comment.
It was mean.
So what? Like, you cannot keep loathing about these.
I don't like it.
Obviously, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And see you guys next week.
Bye, guys. That is it for us today. Thanks for listening. And we will leave you with a...
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
That never gets old.
We'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
I can go and write it, and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
I love that part. Today, I'm Bill
O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.